So this is a new venture for us, and we wanted to partner with a number of different organizations. I know STCC is also involved, and they're helping to promote our job fair. The Elevation Group Incorporated has clients that are ideal candidates for some of the positions that we have. So we want to, you know, reach a broader audience, and that's why we decided to partner with different organizations in the community in hopes of, you know, being able to support folks who need employment and are interested in working in the second largest school district in Massachusetts, which is the Springfield Public Schools.
How many jobs are you looking to fill?
Well, in there's, you know, different categories of positions for the math and special ed positions. I have about 10 to 15 openings.
As far as the non-teaching positions go, do you have any idea of how many people, how many openings you have there?
We normally try to create pools of employees, like for substitute teachers. We're definitely interested in hiring a pool of candidates for those positions, and we usually have between 40 and 50 openings that we try to find individuals for before the academic year starts. I have some math fellow positions, which are tutors, professional tutors, and I have between 10 and 15 positions in that area. The bus monitors and crossing guards, they're still looking, so I'm assuming that they have between 20 and 25 openings. And the bus monitors and crossing guards, those positions are only available to Springfield residents. So that's really important that we, you know, put that out there. We're always looking for parent facilitators and paraprofessionals. I believe they have about six or seven parent facilitator openings. And I've been getting, there's some schools that have additional openings for paraprofessionals. So we want to have a pool of about 15 to 20 paras, you know, in line to assume any positions that come up, especially at the beginning of the school year.
Obviously, for the teaching positions, you've got to have your proper certifications and whatnot. What is required for the teaching jobs?
You need to be licensed by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education as a teacher who holds a special ed or a math license. Math fellows, who are the professional tutors, they need to have an associate's degree. For substitute teachers, the same thing. You need to have at least 60 college credits, and for paraprofessionals as well. Those are specific, you know, contractual requirements for those particular positions. For bus monitor and crossing guards, you know, we're looking for individuals who have a high school diploma.
Since these positions involve working with children, obviously, are there background checks that an individual would have to pass?
Oh, absolutely. We you know, for I would say 99% of the positions in Springfield, they would be required to complete Cory's and fingerprinting process, because we are a public school system. And that's, you know, for the safety of our employees as well as the safety of our kids.
What kind of pay are we talking about, particularly for the non-teaching positions?
Well, let me start with the paraprofessionals. The paraprofessionals, they actually get paid very well. They start at $15.08 an hour, and then they, you know, depending on the credentials they have, they may earn, you know, a little more. The parent facilitators, $13. Bus monitor, you know, I know the bus monitor salary, actually, the contract was just renegotiated, so they're coming in at a little higher rate. So I would say between $13 and $15 an hour. The math fellow positions I know are at $14 an hour. For teachers in particular, the contract again was renegotiated. And they're coming in with the bachelor's degree. They're coming in at over $44,000 a year, as long as they are licensed in the area, you know, starting at that point at the bachelor's level. If they have a master's degree, of course, they would earn more. But the salary is pretty competitive. We provide great opportunities here in the city of Springfield. And we're doing, you know, the best we can to try to, you know, reach broadly and try to connect with different sectors of our community in hopes of creating these pools so that when positions do come up, we have them there available, ready to go.
What should people bring with them to this job fair?
Well, they should bring a copy of their resume, because that would be very helpful. We are going to be providing assistance to individuals who want to apply for these positions. We're going to be set up at FutureWorks, and the staff at FutureWorks will be helping individuals actually apply for some of these positions. And so all of our applications actually are online now. Sodexo will also be available to recruit food service cashiers, and they also have an online application. So we'll be able to help our candidates apply for the positions at the job fair. But definitely, I encourage everyone to bring at least 3 copies of their resume, since there's so many positions that they may be eligible for. You know, I think sometimes it's challenging for individuals to access the application that's online and to complete it if they're not familiar with applying to jobs online. So we wanted to, you know, put this job fair on so that we could have, you know, folks available on that particular day, so that would not be a barrier to accessing employment opportunities with Springfield.